Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello, I'm Reem Kanj, and welcome to the Sheerlux Middle East podcast. For those who might not know me, I am the founder of Ego in East and partner of Maison Pyramide. And for those who may recognize me, it was because I was honored enough to be in the Leading Ladies of Middle East as part of Sheerlux's amazing YouTube series. The last time I was with Sheerlux, I was actually a panelist on the podcast. And this time I'm playing host. It's my first time being a host, so be kind. And today we have some amazing ladies, Rani, Amrita, and Aya. So I'm going to let you guys introduce yourselves. Amrita, I think everyone is already very well aware of you.
Yes, I am Sheerlux Middle East's fashion and content editor. And I have been since, I think, July or August last year. And I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Rani, who introduced me to Georgie and Elaine. And yeah, the rest is history. And I'm so excited. This is my first podcast as well.
Aww.
Super nerve-wracking. But actually, you guys are such a dream team that I feel very relaxed.
We're going to have a good chat. We're going to have fun.
Really
don't
fun
be nervous.
Chat.
And Aya, you and I are actually friends. So I know a lot about you. But for those who don't...
Well, thank you so much for having me, Reem. I'm so excited to be here. It's like my first podcast, so I'm also a little bit nervous. But so I'm the Fine founder. My jewelry company is called Fine. We're the first Middle East lab-grown diamond jewelry company, which launched in 2019. And I have a background in finance and banking, which was completely boring. So
very
I decided
different.
To go into the diamond industry, and I became a diamondaire before I actually... launched my jewelry brand. I'm also of Middle Eastern origin and I'm Lebanese.
Amazing. Well, we'll talk about your jewelry a little bit later, but thank you so much for being here with us. You just had a baby, so I know it can't be easy. And Rani?
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much. It's been really overwhelming, but an amazing experience.
I hope you slept enough last night.
Definitely not, but running on some coffee, so that's okay.
Well, Rani, I know you very well. I love your company and everything that you've built.
Thank
you. Do you want to
so
tell us a little bit about that?
Of course. I started Frame 6 years ago. We are very, very, very lucky. We work with some of our favorite brands, from Van Cleef to Magda Butrym, from Maria Tash to now the Rosewoods. So it's really, really fun. We get to sort of be at the intersection of fashion and culture, and there's lots more to come. But I was honored to work with Amrita in the past as well, and it's been so much fun to see and sort of emulate her styling on Sheerlux, at least.
I mean, you are definitely responsible for a lot of people's styling, me included.
I have no idea, because I feel like I'm so formulaic in my personal style. So it's just, for me, I guess I don't see it the same way everyone else does, because I'm like, okay, this is working and it's easy and it's effortless and let's go. And I absolutely love, like when I saw you the other night at dinner and you were wearing this COS blazer and you
thanks
were like
to you.
I saw it on you and I had to have it, and I was like, I love that for me so much. So I love it when everyone's like, oh my god, like I saw you try this on Sheerlux, and like, and they go out and buy it. And like that,
but even what you're wearing today, I thought it was so chic and like really cool and a little bit like of a tomboy aesthetic,
all
you
about
know.
The androgyny, and this is all COS, by the way. Pants COS, waistcoat COS, live for a waistcoat.
Yeah.
Don't you just think that they like elevate everything? Like you're wearing one today in a three-piece set, and like, I don't know. I just feel like it's a really fab tailored staple to have. And then you put it with jeans and it's fab, and then you put it with something else and it's even better.
So actually, on the subject of what we're wearing, what is everyone wearing today?
So I'm wearing a Mossman cropped top with shoulder pads and green page jeans and Valentino heels.
Well, you look great. I love it.
I love her padded shoulder situation. Like, I feel like a padded shoulder is just, it's like power dressing.
It is really power dressing.
Subtle way. It's very cool.
I think it's podcast dressing.
And Ronnie, what about you? What are you wearing today?
Always a little bit of a mix. I don't ever only do luxury, to be completely honest with you. So a little Jill Sander, Frankie Shop, and Zara.
Oh, I love that. What's Jill Sander? What's Frankie Shop? What's Zara?
Shoes Jill Sander. The waistcoat is Frankie Shop. And then there's a little bit of Zara mixed in.
I love it. I love a blend. I love a blend of high street and luxury. And Amrita, you are literally the reason I have so many amber points on my card, because I just shop at COS non-stop now.
I love that for you so much, because COS is so integral to my wardrobe. Everything, all of the basics, all of the tailoring, COS just nails it every season.
It really does.
And it's affordable. What are you wearing?
I'm wearing a vegan leather blazer, oversized. I got it on Farfetch. I actually don't know the brand name. And I'm wearing Bugessa jeans that I bought with Georgie at the Bugessa showroom during our episode of Leading Ladies of the Middle East. And I'm also in vegan boots, Jimmy Choo by Melon Solier collection. And I'm wearing an Adenola crop t-shirt. So again, I like to mix my casual with my dressy, because as much as I love fashion, I also love comfort. So you have to blend it, right?
So it's really interesting that you're wearing vegan leather shoes, vegan blazer, and you have a vegan leather bag. Tell us about that.
Well, as much as I can, I'm vegan diet-wise. And as much as I can, I try to avoid killing animals. it's not easy in the fashion world. But I do feel like when there's an option to be more sustainable, you know, even like with Aya's brand, we actually did a collaboration with her brand in an effort to promote sustainability.
I can see you're wearing the chain
rings. I am.
Today.
I'm wearing our chain rings that we did together. Our collection launched in 2021. And these were such a hit. They're still part of your...
They're still one of the best sellers, actually.
Amazing. Yeah. I love that. So yeah, vegan leather and vegan choices are always going to be there. If I can make the switch, I'll do it.
Do you think that the word sustainability is kind of thrown around a little? Like, are we taking a more mindful approach, I would say?
Absolutely. I feel like it's so greenwashed. Everything is so greenwashed. I get genuinely annoyed when people try and throw that label onto something, because it's another marketing ploy. So you have to really make an effort to do your research and understand, definitely, what does this mean? Yeah. What does it mean to be more sustainable? You know, there are certain brands out there that love to call themselves sustainable, but they release a collection every week. And
so as consumers, do you think we should take, like, it's not easy for everyone to perhaps shop sustainable or buy sustainable everything,
right?
As they say, and we'll as consumer, we'll never really know what is sustainable, because just because it has the tag on it doesn't mean that it is. So how do we take a more mindful?
I think it's like a habit that you have to kind of start with being a little bit more conscious in your day-to-day life. So even with clothes, like, if you should kind of invest in like timeless pieces that you can match and they're not always going out of trend, you know, there's just like timeless pieces that you can always have in your wardrobe, which is, it could be a little bit expensive, or, you know, you can invest in it and it lasts for longer. So like, even if you don't have a lot of, you know, if it's not as accessible, for example, it's more accessible than buying things every week.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. So I think avoiding throwing things away, avoiding getting sick of them, these are the ways that you can make an effort into being more sustainable.
I think we have a very interesting sort of Dubai take on sustainability here too, where I personally think we have some of the best outlet shopping in the world. We really, really do. And there's ways to sort of go in and make sure things don't end up in country's landfill.
Oh my God, Ronnie, do you remember that time that you told me that you found the most incredible Kate pieces at the outlet in Priceless, I think it was, and then you had the Isabel Marant
Which outlet is this? Selling cake.
So there's three places to shop.
Yeah, tell us. We need to know all of them.
One of them is incredible. It's a little bit of a secret, but it's one of the Majid Alpha Tame department stores.
Oh.
They have a really, really fun buy. It's great. It's young. It's
Where
cool.
is this?
It's at the Dubai Outlet Mall, all the way on Al Ain Road.
Okay, got it.
So that's the OG.
We're going to have to get some links to these places on
together,
the podcast.
Blog it. Get our buys in.
Absolutely.
And here, it's not old season stuff. I'm obsessed with the current Tory Burch ready to wear.
Okay.
From fall winter. I think it is the most beautiful. It's very Proenza. It's textured. It's incredible. All of it is available.
Amazing.
The second store that's a must go to is Priceless, which I've told Amrita about, which always has a little bit of Kate, a little bit of Nanushka. They have sort of those
amazing
fun brands. And then the third one, which is one of my favorite little secrets, is the Level Shoes outlet.
Oh, where is that? I didn't know there was a Level Shoes outlet.
This is what I mean. We all shop. We work with the brand. We love it.
Yeah.
We're Level Shoes customers. But where do all the shoes go? At the
That's
end of,
absolutely.
Of the
Is it in the same mall as Priceless? Ah, it's the deal. Is it the deal?
I don't think it's called that.
Well,
I can
think
tell you where it is.
We're gonna have to get the maps to these outlets on the podcast link so everyone can go and enjoy them.
Right,
I'll speak to Georgie about that.
We're gonna get a camera. We're all gonna go. We're gonna film everyone's buys. I want to know what shoes I is buying. I want to know what jacket you're buying.
Absolutely.
He's definitely
let's
buying.
Do it.
So you can do it in 15 minutes. I just got Margiela Tabby's.
Wow.
Also.
Okay. No, this is the scoop. You've heard it here first.
The Margiela Tabby. I know everyone has this really love-hate relationship with the Tabby boot or the Tabby sling bag.
I showed that to my boyfriend and he was like, what on earth is that? I'm like, you really don't know. You don't know. This is how I know I'm a man repeller half the time.
Doesn't matter. They are not man repellers. I think so. Rav, my husband, he tells me they're really cool. And I think they're really cool. But my mom, she was like, it looks like a goat's foot.
At Priceless.
Oh my goodness.
Incredible. Priceless is the entire outlet.
Is on sale.
I think I'm having palpitations right now. I'm like, I need to go right there.
We've named some of my personal favorite brands. And another one is Bottega Veneta, which I know we share a love for, Amrita. Do you want to tell me some of your favorite pieces?
One of my favorite things that I own from Bottega, and I know this is not an actual product that they sell. It was, so I went to the fashion show in September in Milan last year.
Wow.
And it was unreal. But my favorite thing was when I came to the hotel, there was a note, a handwritten note with my name on it from Matthew Blazy.
Oh,
himself.
Wow.
And that man, I think, is an absolute genius when it comes to his craft. And I think that the way that Bottega is crafted and the way that they make their bags. And did you know, I have a fun fact about Bottega bags. So if one person in their atelier has started to create a Bottega bag and weave it, that person has to finish the bag. There's no one else that can finish it apart from them.
I've heard this. I love that.
Because of the way that they pull and the strength that they might have.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, it's like, and it could be the most minor, tiny thing, but that person has to finish it. It's unbelievable. But I would say my favorite pieces at the moment in store have to be, there's this trench coat that I've fallen in love with. It has the Intrecciato collar.
Ooh.
And it's just beautiful and has these like little leather cuffs.
There's something about Bottega that I love, which is their minimal luxury. I love that there's no logo. I love that if you know, you know.
Yeah.
That's my absolute style. I don't like wearing logos and brand names. So for me, it's the brand of the moment. And I think it will be a long moment.
A special approach with their ready-to-wear. And I think, again, like you said, if you know, you know, but otherwise you'd never see a logo on there, so you'd never be able to tell. But their craftsmanship and their quality and the way things are tailored and the androgyny of it is
absolutely
excellent.
And their shows are always killer.
Their show, I met Erica Badu, it made my life.
And I was talking to her and I was like, I just wanted to tell you how On and On changed my life.
What did she say to you?
She was so sweet. She was like, I feel it, I receive it.
Oh, and I love that.
She was lovely. She was such a dream.
Are you going again this season?
I have no idea yet. But if the opportunity arises, I will be there with my phone, snapping everything.
I watch the shows and I feel inspired from the craftsmanship. And this is what makes me fall in love with the Maison. And my background is in textiles and design, and that's what I studied. So for me, I watch the shows and I look at them. And if I attend again, it would be because I'm seeing how they crafted things, what their thought process was, where did this idea come from? So, but personal style wise, I mean, it depends.
So I'll tell you how I'm thinking.
Yes, tell us.
It, right? Like, I'm just going to put it out there. So Anaya was a show that I fell in love with. But what I really loved about it was these huge gold cuffs that they were wearing down the runway. And I was like, actually, any of us could do that to elevate a basic black dress or, you know, a blazer with the sleeves pushed up. And then maybe you might wear like a, they didn't have the leather glove, but like, I like the idea of a leather glove right now. And then having like these big chunky gold, you know, bangles or something on top. It's like the small things that you can actually do to elevate your style every day.
Yes.
So, yeah. Like, I think about it like that. I never think about it as if, like, oh, like I can't afford that or whatever. I think,
no,
like, how
course.
Do I make that meet?
I love that. And speaking of the styling, jewelry for me right now, and I'm so glad that my sister has caught on to this because she used to always just, she's got very simple style. If you watch the episode, you'd see it. And I love her style. Very chic, very minimal. But she would never mix up her jewelry. And I would tell her, Nat, just wear a pair of gold hoops and it's just going to completely change your outfit. And, you know, some chunkier rings. And so she started doing that. And I feel like jewelry is the first step into elevating your look. Right now, I'm having a big silver moment. I'm obsessed with silver jewelry. I'm like raiding my mom's jewelry box from the 80s and 90s and finding whatever I can. But do you ever feel, Aya, specifically, like you're so minimal in your designs? Do you ever feel like you just want to go crazy and like put on some bangles and mix it up with the metals?
I do, to be honest. I mean, I like feeling like I can change things up, but I always gravitate naturally towards like minimal. I don't know. It's just what's more comfortable. With hoops, like I love the way I look in like large hoops and stuff, but towards the end of the night I just feel like my ears hurt. You know, so comfort for me is key. I mean, for me, like that's,
but actually I'm looking at this ear cuff. Can you turn a little bit so that the viewers can see? It's one of my favorite pieces you have. I know it's minimal, but when you look at that, it doesn't look minimal. It still looks like such an edgy, beautiful statement.
Very nice.
So this is part of the last collection that we designed, and it's the Diamond June Ear Climber. And when I was designing this, I wanted something that really like got people's attention, but not felt overbearing. Like I can't even feel it on my ear, and I love that because I don't want it to weigh down on me.
It just looks so cool. It looks like you've pierced your whole earlobe.
It's just needs one piercing, so it's really easy to stack as well.
And everyone else, Rani, I love your hoops. They're gorgeous.
Thank you.
Where are they from?
Otterberg from Match.
Oh, beautiful.
I was lucky enough to launch Maria Tash's stores and brand across the region. So I've been very, very spoiled and I have a lot of Maria Tash.
Those are Otterberg?
Yes, these are Otterberg.
The round ones?
Yeah.
They look unreal.
Thank you. I'm going to get my second pair and sort of work my way up because they do the same hoop in a series of sizes.
Oh, wow. So
it's pre-styled for you, which I love.
Do you keep getting piercings because you work with Maria Tash?
Yes.
She makes me want to buy jewelry every day. Like, I mean, right now I'm like, oh, let me just go on Matches and search some Otterberg.
I'm a big jewelry person.
Yeah.
I feel like also when you live and work in Dubai, gold hoops really get you through.
Oh, your absolutely.
For your iteration.
I completely agree. And I love your chain as well.
Thank you. Gold souk.
Really? So you just said gold souk. For those who might not know, tell us about the gold souk. What do we find there? Where is it? What are you buying?
So there are two gold souks you can go to. There's one that's a little bit more on the more developed side of town, the less historic side of town. It's easier to go to that one. And I feel like it's a little bit easier for them to understand the finishes that you want, whether it's the gold, the settings, et cetera, et cetera. what I do is, as you can tell from the
show us your rings.
Go. And you can tell from the outlet chat earlier, I love discovery. That's what really, I like experiences. That's what makes me spend and makes me enjoy sort of shopping here. So you walk around, you find a store that best aligns with your aesthetic or what you're looking for. I talk to a few of them, I send pictures, I get WhatsApp numbers, and I ask them to send me the sketches. Whoever sends me the best sketch with the best price after a little bit of negotiation wins the bid.
So it's literally a gold market.
Literally.
Wow.
Literally.
Do you go often?
I go twice a year, and then everyone's on WhatsApp. So if you happen to see something and you want it slightly different, I probably shouldn't say this, but I got, when everyone loved those big Tiffany hardware earrings, similar to what you were saying, they were a little bit heavy for me. So I got little mini versions made, slightly different, so they didn't look like the exact same thing. They don't come in that size.
Right.
But I got sort of my day wear ones made. And on that note, I love Jennifer Fisher's hoops.
Just
because they're so light, so easy, and you don't sort of come home and rip them off as soon as you walk in.
Yeah, I love that.
What you were saying about WhatsApping them and like getting things custom made, like that's what I love about the Middle East and Middle Eastern fashion. Like, I feel it's so easy to just kind of tailor your design, and everyone is like so used to customizing things, and it's very different than Europe in that sense.
Yeah, we have a lot of service on our doorstep. I'm not complaining about it.
I feel like a statement piece of jewelry just uplifts everything.
Like, yeah, like what you're wearing right now.
I mean, well, this
tell us about that.
This is a cuff from Hermes. It's leather with some kind of hardware. The rest of me is Alighieri, which I love. It's such a fun brand. One of my necklaces from there as well. And I also have on a local designer and a Beirut-based designer. Ooh. So this really beautiful black choker with like these tiny like amethysts and other stones is from the Mookie sisters. And
I've never heard of them.
They are so lovely. They are the kindest girls. And they just have the most welcoming personalities. And I just love everything that they do on social media and all of the things. Like when the Beirut blast had happened, they created these pieces that said like things like better than yesterday, which were like these little charm necklaces with a little flag. And
how did you come across them? How do you discover the jewelry brands that you love?
So I had discovered the Mookie sisters, way back on Facebook, believe it or not. Wow. And I'd been following them ever since. And I went to Beirut last year in the summer, and I walked into their little showroom and I was like, I want everything. And it's really lovely. It's such a stunning brand. You can buy it online as well. So
amazing. We'll have to check them out also. We'll put all of these amazing brands in the show notes so everyone can experience them. So Amrita, you mentioned Beirut. You have to tell us about it. Aya and I are both Lebanese, so we're very familiar. And it always warms my heart when people who aren't Lebanese visit Lebanon, especially these days. So tell us about your trip. Are you going back anytime soon?
I would go back every summer if I could. I'd go back any time of year, actually. I've been twice now, once before the whole blast situation happened, and once this summer just gone. And it's just every time I go, there's just something new that I discover. And, you know, everyone is so welcome.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
I want to know where you stayed, because Lebanon, Beirut, so you stayed in the city or you explored Lebanon as well?
We stayed in Jamaising. And I was like, it's Jamaising.
It is.
It is Jamaising.
I love that.
We stayed at Hotel Lost, which is a little...
Oh, I love that boutique. Little hotel.
It's a little boutique-y, hole-in-the-wall kind
it's
of
It's very
place,
you.
But it's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Loved the nightlife around there. And then went to some really fun bars and things. But there's one thing I do in every city I go to. And to tell you the truth, Beirut is one of my favorite... Actually, I think it's the most favorite city in the world for me anyway. Just because of everything, the lifestyle, the culture. But there's one thing that I do every time I go to a new city, which is a walking tour.
Mm-hmm.
We did this alternative walking tour where this really lovely guy, who's a bit of a hippie, basically talked us through the Ottoman Empire and all of these places to visit and the Ottoman palaces and the disparity between the rich and the poor. And like, it's everything that you learn about the economy, you learn about the history, and there are just some incredible, incredible places and people to see that you might not see necessarily as a tourist usually.
Yeah, I love that. So, that's such a good idea. I might have to try this.
Yeah, I didn't know that we had that.
Yeah.
They are free walking tours, and then you just pay whatever you want at the end.
I was going to ask if we went to Betru.
Okay, wonderful.
We were just there for the day, so we drove up to Betroun and back on the same day, and it was really lovely. It's this like coastal town.
It's very cute. Reem, you had recommended a super cute boutique hotel there as well, which I stayed in last summer. It was amazing. I forgot what it was called. Betroun.
Breathe.
Both of them are really
something
nice.
Like that. And it's just
Ronnie,
boutique.
Have you been yet?
Never.
You have to go, Ronnie.
I am going this summer.
We'll welcome you. I go every summer and I stay for the whole summer and it's just the best place.
What a dream.
Yeah, you have to go.
I have to say, I did see a lot of Dubai faces
in
Beirut this time around.
Half of Dubai is Lebanon.
Now, like all of your Lebanese influencers flitting around.
Of course.
Okay. She's here, so it must be cool.
And there's so much homegrown talent there, whether it's F&B or fashion or jewelry, whatever it is, you name it. We're all Lebanese. Where are you both from? Ronnie, where are you from?
I'm originally Indian, born and raised here. My mom's family live in New York, so via almost a decade in New York.
So you grew up in, you were born and raised here in Dubai.
Yeah.
But your mom was raised in America.
Exactly. So we spent summers and holidays in New York, which is why I ended up going to college there and then staying there to work.
What do you prefer? Do you, like... When you go and it's so different, America, the Middle East.
I don't think New York is that different to Dubai.
Really?
I really don't.
I find it so different to Dubai. That's why I go, because I crave that city life. The same I do with London. Like, I feel like Dubai is very easy. You know, we're very spoiled here. I compare Dubai a lot more to Los Angeles than you.
Yeah, that's true. But I think pace-wise and industry-wise, and particularly as we're all sort of in fashion.
Entrepreneurialism.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The standards are the same. I actually always say I work more here than I ever did in New York. And I've been doing sort of fashion PR the whole time.
Wow.
I prefer Dubai because we don't have snowstorms and we're not, we don't have snow days and we're not dealing with the four seasons.
Yeah.
But this is home.
Where are you from, Amrita?
Well, originally born and raised in London, but I am British Punjabi. I like to say Punjabi. It's Indian, but Punjabi is like my heritage and my background. And I've lived in the UK my whole entire life.
When did you move to Dubai?
7 years ago. I moved in 2017.
Me too.
April 1st, on April Fool's Day, this fool moved to Dubai.
Did it take you a while to get used to the different...
Yeah.
Oh, really? It took me like 3 years.
No, I was just like, you know what? I kind of actually feel like I'm in the right place. I think that for me, London was... like, even though I was born and raised there, we'll always have some love for it. But for me, Dubai is home. We just bought our first home here. A year and a bit ago. Thank you. And then we moved in December after having it renovated, and it's home. It's my kind of foreseeable future home at the moment. So
yeah,
kind of, let's see.
Aya, you're not actually based in Dubai full time.
No, I'm
not.
Tell us
about where you are.
So I actually live in Angola, in Luanda, the capital city. And it's really, really different than Dubai. I would say polar opposites, but it's nice because I come here for work and I launched my business in Dubai. So, and I have family here, so I always come back and forth. And it's like the best of both worlds because Angola keeps me grounded. And then Dubai, just like, you know, I can breathe and it's just comfortable and everything's so easy. Yeah. And
why Angola?
So I actually relocated there from London after I got married. So I'm there for family reasons. My husband's work is based there. Yeah, we've been there for almost 7 years now, actually. So it's been a while.
How long is the flight from Dubai?
It's almost 8 hours. But Emirates flies there. So it's a direct flight. It's easy, you know.
Well, if Emirates flies there, yeah, then we're okay with that. Yeah. On the subject of traveling and flying.
Where's everyone going? I will probably be going to Cape Town.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I mean, where will you stay?
My husband actually has an apartment in the V&A. Amazing. Over there, which is a super touristic area. It's always so nice to be there. So many, there's like seals, like you're just walking and there's like seals on the pavement.
How nice. Really, I love Cape Town. I'm dying to go back. I went to Cape Town after a week in Botswana doing a safari and I stayed at the Silo.
Yeah.
And it was like, I literally went from living in the bush in a tent for a week on this campsite on safari to going to probably the most spectacular hotel I've ever been to. And it was so homey and cozy and luxury at the same time. And I loved Cape Town, the food, the wine, the hiking.
Everything is very affordable. I mean, because obviously the rand has depreciated a lot. So like they need tourists.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely, if you haven't gone to Cape Town, I highly recommend.
That's on my list. Are you going anywhere cool?
I've got a few things planned for this year. So February, I'm off to a wedding in Delhi. And then that's just like 2 or 3 days. And then I'm back. And then for Eid, I think I'm going to Sri Lanka.
Oh, how nice.
But Raf, I refer to Rav because he organizes my entire life for me.
How nice.
I'm rubbish with planning anything. So I won't even know the name of the hotel or where my passport is until the day that we travel.
I need a Rav.
We all need a Rav.
Everyone needs organizing a Rav. My travel.
So mine is taken, but he's going to love this. So we're thinking Sri Lanka for over Eid. And then I think we have a wedding in Spain and then another one in Vienna in August. Ooh, so there's lots happening this year. But what about you, Barney? I feel like you have, you're a little bit more like kind of conservative with sharing where you are. So I always want to know
mysterious.
Where you're going.
It's not intentional. It's because that's my time off my phone. We just got back from Sri Lanka.
Where did you stay? I was looking into a Sri Lankan trip.
The most incredible place. Wild Coast Tented Lodge.
Oh.
That's what it was.
That was one of the ones I looked at.
Incredible.
But it's in the jungle, right?
It's in the jungle. You have to go. It was absolutely incredible. So I highly, highly, highly recommend going there.
Yeah, we'll share notes after this.
We will.
I want to see pictures. I want to see everything. I want to know what you ate, what you wore.
It was the best food that I've ever had in Sri Lanka. Which the bar is high.
Oh, wow. Okay.
In Sri Lanka. I mean,
all right.
But we, prior to COVID, my husband and I, we used to go to Mexico or Costa Rica every single year, if not both. And then COVID happened. Mm-hmm. I happened to set up my business a year and a half before COVID as well. So life gets in the way as it does. Mm-hmm. But this summer, we're going back, making our way back that side of the world. So we're really, really excited.
Where will you go?
We're going to Costa Rica,
okay.
And we're sort of looking at what we can hopefully one day buy there.
Oh, amazing. Oh,
wait, hang on a second. So you're going to move to Costa Rica?
I would say move.
Oh, okay.
Just have an option.
Oh, yeah. I was like, she can't go anywhere.
It's too far. It's way too far from us. But you're definitely going to visit Lebanon this summer, I hope.
Yes, August.
Amazing. You have to let me know so we can give you all the tips.
I'd love that.
Yeah, it's going to be beautiful. August in Lebanon, perfect summer vacation.
Perfect timing. That's when I'm there always.
Yeah.
A year in August.
Yeah. But back in Dubai, what's going on?
Any exciting things? Any new restaurants we should know about? Salons, treatments? I need all the tips.
I think we both go to Julie Lemke.
Oh, yeah.
Who Julie is the best in town.
The best facialist.
And please tell me. I'll ask you about a facial.
She's the best facialist, but it's impossible to get an appointment unless, thankfully, you're me. You just slot me in after hours.
She's the only person that I feel is really properly qualified. She understands nutrition. She understands
absolutely
the impact of that. And she's not coming in from a hyper Dubai aesthetic perspective.
Mm. Yeah, she's a European Scandinavian, actually. And she looks at your skin. And, you know, she has really honed down on my product selection. So thanks to Julie, even the most natural commercial products I got rid of. And I am purely on pharmaceutical products now.
Oh.
I send her a picture of everything I used before, and she tells me if the ingredients are okay or if they're not okay. She basically does an edit of skincare for me. She's incredible. She's highly recommend Julie. Yeah, actually, she's who I tried to get Adam an appointment with when he needed a facial, your husband. But yeah,
I
get him in.
I also need a facial overhaul, please. So if you can share her details, like, does she have an Instagram?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Doesn't do her justice.
Yeah.
She has an Instagram.
Yeah.
She does so much more. But she really looks at skin as an organ, which is an interesting approach here versus sort of just a canvas.
Box.
What's your favorite beauty product, guys? Because I always look for inspiration in everyone else's little beauty bags. So, Rani, I'm going to start with you because you always have excellent skin and hair. And I've asked you once before, and you were like, I don't use this like shampoo, or I just kind of...
I'm a dirty hippie in many, many ways. I refuse to use a lot of products. I'm a huge clean beauty person. And I like the only mascara I use is by Say.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I love that brand. I love what they do. And other than that, I just use Kosas on my skin. I don't use anything else. And then also I'm a bit of a strange one. So I switched all of my skincare to actually just be tallow. So I don't use any creams, anything like that. I literally just use one thing everywhere.
Yeah.
So you just like use it as shampoo.
Yeah.
That's
how my husband gets his slick back too.
Where to get good tallow.
I've been using the same mascara since I was probably 18.
Which one?
It's the Dior Show waterproof mascara. And I just love the way the brush is. It's really thick. And I have really long eyelashes already, so I probably don't even need mascara. But that's the one piece of makeup I cannot leave the house without. So it just makes me like feel like my eyes, I'm just like a little bit more awake.
Yeah.
And for products, I usually just stick to Dermalogica because I had a lot of issues with acne when I was younger. And I felt like their products just really suited my skin because if a product has too many harsh chemicals, I react really quickly.
That's good.
And what about you? What do you have on you all the time? Like, what's your like on the go makeup product?
Makeup product. It's so hard because I genuinely like, it depends. If I wake up and I'm like, I don't want to put anything on my face, I won't. But I am a big lip balm freak. I have a lip balm in my car, at my desk, at my other desk, in my bag. There's one everywhere. So
which lip balm is that?
Well, at the moment, I'm loving Jisoo's lip oil. I think she's done an excellent job with that product. So yeah, lip balm, lip oil, whatever it is, feel a bit hydrated on my lips. Honestly, I was just on holiday, so I do feel a bit fresh, and I don't feel like I really need any makeup. I mean, today I've put it on, so... Don't look at me and think I'm lying. But I sometimes don't wear makeup, but today I've got it on. But yeah, a lip oil or a lip balm, something that just makes me feel a bit hydrated.
I can see a whole lip liner on there. What are you using on your lips?
This is one of my favorite beauty brands by Hindash, and it's his lip liner, and I'm obsessed with it. We need to talk about Dubai a little bit more. I want to know all the tips. Let's go back to talking about our favorite restaurants. What's new? What's happening? I rarely go out. So if there's anywhere cool that I should know about, like bars, I guess, tell me about that.
Like, don't look at me.
Well, are you the youngest here, Amrita?
I don't know. I'm not the youngest here.
How old are you?
How old are you?
I'm going to be 37 in 2 weeks.
Are you actually?
I know, it's the braces that maybe make me look a little bit younger, but I'm going to be 37 in 2 weeks.
Oh my goodness, wait, you're younger than me. I'm not the youngest. Damn, I thought I could have been the youngest for a second. I'm never the youngest in the room.
I mean, it's not a bar, but Senor Sassy was so nice when we went the other night.
Good.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Lovely.
I really liked Nobu by the Beach as well. The food
Me too. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Nobu by the Beach in Atlantis, the Royal. Excellent.
And that hotel is amazing.
Yeah, that is great. I want to do a staycation there, actually.
And I went to Bungalow 34 the other day.
Oh, how is it?
Absolutely beautiful.
So that's one of Tasha's restaurants.
Yeah.
And I love everything she does. So she has Tasha's, Avli, Flamingo Room, and Bungalow 34.
It's Flamingo Room, polished in a different way.
Outside.
Half the size on the most beautiful beach.
Wow. Dane.
Wow. Is,
yeah. Is that Nikki Beach?
Yeah.
Okay.
They have like a little... like boutique or concept.
She has that in Flamingo Room as well. And it's all stuff from South Africa.
Yeah.
And it's just incredible and amazing.
Yeah, so
edit.
She's actually originally South African.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I used to, as a kid, go to her first Tasha's and have breakfast there.
No way.
Yeah, because my father used to live there. So, and then she moved to Dubai, opened all these restaurants. She basically sold all her branches in South Africa.
She's killing it.
She's doing so well in Dubai.
Yeah. I'm dying for really good, like, Indian food, and I just don't know where to go.
There are other places. I'll send you
back. Okay, see, playlist. Can you name any?
And I can't recommend this one to you because it's not vegan whatsoever. It's actually an Indian-Kenyan barbecue joint in Barsha.
Oh.
It's nothing fancy.
But that sounds cool and different.
Food is unbelievable.
I think I know what you're talking about. It's Hashmi's, right?
Yeah. Amazing.
So Hashmi's is divine. So yeah, sorry, not really much on the menu for a vegan.
That's okay. That's okay. We can make it work. Have chips or something.
Yeah. Oh my God. They do these two like different fries. They have a masala.
Oh, there you go. Options of fries.
This thing called pili pili chips, which is like they're made in butter and chili, but they're amazing.
Wow.
They're unreal. It's just a kebab joint.
Okay, well, we're going to have to plan some workouts after that meal. Okay, so Sheer Lux in London usually start the podcasts with what everyone's reading, watching, or doing, and we're going to be different and end the podcast. So different. We're just completely out the box. So what's everyone reading, watching, or doing?
I'm watching True Detective this season, and it is incredible. Everybody needs to watch
it. So this is years after it already came out.
I think it's 10 years.
But every season, if I recall correctly, I have never seen it, but I've heard it's amazing. Every season was always a different cast, different actors, different leads.
Yes.
Okay.
This season ties back into the first season, which is why it's getting so much acclaim, but it's fantastic and you all need to watch it.
Yeah. Okay. It's a bit scary though.
It is.
Yeah.
I like scary.
I love true crime, that kind of genre, thriller kind of thing. But at the moment, I'm not actually watching anything.
Do you need to watch the first one to watch this one? Okay.
No, but like you said, like the cast is always like True Detective.
So you're not watching anything, Amrita?
I haven't lately, no. I'm literally just working all the time.
Yeah, we can see that. You're making us spend a lot of money with all your edits on Sheer Lux.
How could I possibly watch anything when I just have to serve you guys severe fashion looks?
Please don't stop.
I will never stop.
Sacrifice Netflix and keep going to cause.
I have to say, we in our office, there are 20 plus PR girls. We're all fashion forward. It's what we do. It's what we love. We used to really, really, really stalk Sheer Lux's TikTok. And now that you're doing, exactly. And now that you're doing the Dubai rundowns of what we can actually get here, that's where we spend all our money.
That for me, I love that so much.
I told you the other night at dinner, I literally go into Cos and I'm like, wait, I talk to the girl, I'm like, okay, this one, this one, this one, and then it'll skip. She's like, which one? I'm like, wait for the video to start here. And I'm like, pull everything she's wearing, get it in the dressing room. And I kid you not, like, I buy everything that you start.
I am responsible for bankrupting.
I'm not sorry.
And Massimo.
Yeah, it's true. Thanks to Georgie as well,
exactly,
Massimo.
Thanks to Georgie.
I love that.
And Aya, what about you? Are you? I know Amrit is so busy, she hasn't got time to watch anything. What about you? You've got a newborn baby, so do you have Netflix in the background?
To be honest, I'm so bad at turning on the TV. If my husband's around, which right now he's not, like the TV's always on. So I'm not watching anything, but there is a book I really want to read. And my mom recommended it, which is really funny because I can't remember the title exactly, but
Is it fiction?
It's something like The Book You Wish Your Parents Had Read or something like that.
It's about parenting?
And I think the generation. Yeah, so it's like there, it's on my nightstand. I just need to find the
time. My partner Maria posted that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm all for books that you should read as a new parent that might help you parenting that you didn't think you'd need to know. I just finished one called Eastern Body, Western Mind.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that one.
Yeah, and it's about the chakra system. And as I was reading it, I was like, I'm going to reread this when I'm a mother, because it's about how you build your chakra system from being born to being an adult.
What's a chakra system?
It's very spiritual. So it's basically, you know, you have your root chakra, your third eye chakra. And if these are all balanced, then you'll feel a little bit more in line with yourself and the way that you're living. So that's why the book is called Eastern Body, Western Mind. So it merges psychology and our Eastern bodies to our Western mindsets. I highly recommend it. It's amazing. It's a big one. It took me a whole year to read, but it was really interesting. That was amazing, ladies. Thank you so much for having a chat with us. I want to finish off with any last words of wisdom I guess we can still say it's a new year. It's still January.
Yeah.
By the time this comes out, it'll still technically be the new year. So maybe you have a resolution or there's something that you want to leave us with. Who'd like to go first? Aya?
Yeah, I mean, I'm in a new journey right now. I'm trying to balance work and being a mom, which is super challenging. I think I'm just so happy that I was able to come and be here today and meet all of you lovely ladies. So thanks for having me today, and thanks for Sheerlux for having me as well.
Great. Amrita?
It's not, I don't have any like New Year's resolution.
Doesn't have to be a resolution. Can be a word of wisdom, a style inspiration.
I think it's a resolution for everybody else. How about that? Like a little bit of fashion wisdom for everyone else. Always create visual balance when you're dressing. You will not be disappointed. Yeah.
What is visual balance?
So visual balance is just about what works for your proportions. And so it's very... there's a lot more to it. So I kind of want to nutshell it, but I can't because it's such a vast topic. But just ensure that you are in line with your proportions. And I think that takes a lot of discovery. So that's probably, maybe you're looking for a new style or maybe you want to venture out with your fashion and everything. Try new things. Don't be afraid of something might not work. Overall, just keep it balanced. That's all. And follow us on Sheerlux Middle East.
I think for me, we come from sort of this PR background. It's go, go, go. It's very intense. And we're not rocket scientists. We're not doctors.
We're not saving lives.
Really not. And I don't mean it in a cheesy way at all. But one of the things I tell everyone I know is we just need to laugh more. I love laughing. Nothing's that important, hopefully, if everything else in your life is going well. And if Absolutely. It isn't, being happy will just bring you so much more joy. So that's how I personally keep calm. And I want to be as contagious with that as possible.
To be fair, actually, even if it's going bad, just laugh at it. Because, like, what can you do, right? Like, it is what it is.
I love that you're saying that. That is absolutely how I'm trying to live from now on. I relate so much to this feeling of like, gotta go, gotta do this, gotta do everything. But yeah, we're not saving lives and it's not worth the stress and the heart palpitations and the anxiety. So my personal goal is to just take it a little bit easier and just chill out, you know? I can revert after fashion week and tell you how it goes. Well, thank you, ladies. I think that's the perfect way and the perfect time to end this. Thank you so much to everyone listening and watching. We'll be back soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.